it's just one of those days, I think. I think it is. It's a day. It's a news according to me. Good afternoon. I know it's a very late start to my day. Actually, I had a very early start to my day. I didn't really have time to do... Well, I did have time. Now, here I am arguing with myself. I had time to do a show this morning. However, that just didn't pan out. I was kind of just milling around in my head what I would want to talk about. And I didn't really... It was going to be one of those mornings where it wasn't going to be a very good show. And I didn't want to go there. I just didn't want to do it that way. Only because I know that the viewing public, the listening ear of the public, the masses out there that listen to the show, you expect more. You deserve more. You have more. Because you invest so much in the show. And, so I try to just make it so that, you can figure it all out. I got to work, did some stuff here in Atlanta. That's where I'm at right now, in a hotel in Atlanta, my usual spot. And I had I just had quite a morning. It was a difficult morning. I was pushed to do some things that I don't really... They're not bad things. I just don't like doing them. And as the older I get, the more I kind of feel like, you know what? If I stop liking what I'm doing here, I'm going to stop doing it. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm not enjoying it anymore. Because I tell you, when you stop enjoying doing what you're doing, that rubs off on people around you. And I had to work with someone like that this morning who I have to question whether or not he wasn't feeling well. He had a sinus thing going on. And I'm sure that affected the way I have to cut him some slack there because I know that probably affects the way he feels, but the way he interacts with people. However, he was not being easy to work with this morning. And it was. That's what I had to deal with. So tomorrow I got one more day down here, and I think I go home late tomorrow night. Hopefully, get out of here, be done with it. I have a few other projects I need to do this afternoon. In the meantime, but I do have something in my cup today. At least I have. I'm not going to say where I got it. It is fast food sweet tea down here in Atlanta, but it is pretty good. It is actually. I've found that most of the areas in the South here. Even the tea at the fast food places, they still do brewed sweet tea, which is good. There's a lot of places now that have sweet tea. The problem is it's in one of those machines, and it dispenses all kinds of different drinks. And so the first, few dribbles out of that thing or something, whatever somebody else got in their cup was what you're going to get in yours. And you just never know. And, of course, it's fabricated sweet tea. It's not... It's got this weird taste to it. It doesn't. It's not the same. Henceforth, I have this sweet tea here. Some interesting stuff is going on. It blows my mind. I guess somebody took a poll. I guess I was listening to Robert Covea, and I was reminded of this poll. I remember this. Being put out there by somebody. Somebody else put this out there initially and was talking about it. And I think that the whole idea of this poll was that people were asked, now these were leftists, this wasn't just the general public. These were people on the left, it was some kind of convention that they were having. And people were being asked, if you could just push a button and Donald Trump would go away and he would just not ever be in public view anymore, not in public life anymore. And if he got to keep all of his money and all of his, he just got to walk away from everything and not be in public life and just have his own, just be on his own. Would you do it? Would you push that button and just make him go away? And he wouldn't be punished for anything. He wouldn't be, there wouldn't be any more investigations. None of this stuff would be going on. Would you be okay with that? Believe it or not, I think it was over 50% of the people. There was a very high percentage said, no, he needs to be accountable, held accountable for what he's done. Now, I thought that I had a video here. I cannot find it because it couldn't be this one that's 3 minutes long. There was one that's very short that I had, and I don't see it in my collection here right now. It could be in my other, it could be on my iPad. I'm looking on my phone. Normally, things between my iPad and my phone sync pretty well, but I do not see this, and I have a feeling that I must have either not recorded it on here. Yeah, so I don't have it. This guy is being asked on the street. This guy's asking people on the street. He's saying, you know, what do you think about this unprecedented move or whatever that the FBI has raided Donald Trump's house? And this guy was answering. He said, well, but there's no other president. And this is, I told you this on the show. This is the opinion you're going to get back whenever you push on this whole button of saying, well, you know, Donald Trump is the first president ever to be have his home raided. They're going to say, well, this is the first president who's ever broke, you know, has been such a criminal. He deserves it. Which is exactly what this guy said. He said, there's no other president has done as many provable crimes. He said, oh, what are the provable crimes? I mean, you'd think that saying something like that, they'd be top of mind. You'd be able to just come up with at least one provable crimes. He said, provable crimes. Well, I don't want to talk to you right now. That's what he said. And he walks away. This is kind of ridiculousness. This is like CBS. Now, apparently they had some, they took some of Trump, that some of Trump's old passports, and they took his current passport apparently, and walked off with them in this raid. You have to wonder what else they walked off with. You know, this is the kind of ridiculous lunacy that's going on right now. And then you literally had, I think it was CBS and ABC were out there saying, oh no, he lied. They didn't take his passports. And then come to find out, yeah, we do have your passports, and they returned them. Do you hear anybody from anywhere on any news broadcast saying anything about retracting that statement or saying they're sorry? No, they'll never say that. They probably think he should have his passports taken away. He should be in prison, right? According to them. They're not going to be happy until this guy is perp walked. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what happened in the raid. The reality of this is, and like I've said from the very beginning, this was all about, and to the idea, and of course now, finally, there's some right-wing commentators that are saying that to think that Garland didn't know, or Garland didn't tell the Biden administration that he was going to raid Trump's house. If you think that they had no idea, they're out there saying, we had no idea he was going to do this. They know that kind of stuff. Now, it's one thing to not be politically actively involved with what the AG does. It's quite another to be informed of what the AG is doing. And in this case, it would be lunacy to think that the White House, the administration. Now, there may not have been a phone call between Joe Biden and Merrick Garland. In fact, I would seriously doubt that there was. But like I've said, they have back channels of communication. James Comey pointed this out when he was doing his thing, when he was passing his notes on to someone to give them to the... That's the kind of... He knew exactly who this guy was going to talk to and what news organization they were going to give things to. This is how like NBC or MSNBC gets exclusive information. Now, all I have to do anymore, it seems like, is look at who's willing to go on MSNBC or CNN to find out who the rhinos are and who the establishment is. And you got Liz Cheney on there all the time. Bolton now has gone on with his opinion about Trump security, you know, the records and the securities and all that kind of stuff, the secure documents and all that. And he doesn't know what he's talking about either. He knows what he's talking about what he says, but the problem is he doesn't know exactly what's going on with, he's talking about something he doesn't even know anything about. He's not privy to any more information than any of us are. He knows how top secret security clearances go. And of course, the MSNBC and CNN folks, they keep saying, oh, Trump's all wrong on this whole thing about security documents and security. Look, you've told us way too many times now that the walls are closing in, that they're going to come get Trump now. Trump's scared. He's running scared. He's doing this, doing that. He's being threatened now. Trump is panicking because Rudy Giuliani is being called to court in Georgia over the election coup. Don't forget, they choose their words very carefully when they talk about this stuff. The coup was when Peter Strzok had an insurance policy, when they had fabricated information, fabricated dossier, paid for by the Hillary campaign. Now keep in mind, Hillary has never been a president. They keep comparing what Trump has done to what Hillary has done. There's no comparison here. Hillary's not president. She was never president. Her husband was, but she was never president. She doesn't have the kind of authority over secure documents that Trump had as president. It is absolutely asinine to go down that road. If anybody should be in prison right now for doing what she did with the server, there's a really good, I'm not going to play it on here. It's kind of a song. It's like a rap song type thing. It's got Comey talking about all the different things she did wrong. The servers, the emails, the phones, multiple devices, all kinds of classified and top secret information on her private server. Most definitely probably hacked by Chinese or Russian agents or Iran. And yet at the very end, he says, but she had no intent to do anything with him. So she gets off. Not even, no reasonable prosecutor would go after her for that. Are we to think that this is a reasonable prosecutor that's going after, that AG that's going after Trump right now? I mean, there's some things that the people on the right are saying right now that they kind of disturb me, just some of the hysterics that are going on. But for the most part, they're pretty true. They're being pretty accurate, but I hate it when they play this tit-for-tat game. Well, if this was Hillary, or if this was so-and-so, or if this was Obama. No, let's just look at what is happening right now. Let's look at the Constitution. Let's spell it out and say, this is why it's egregious and it's wrong. Yes, there's a 2- or 3- or 4-tier justice system. No doubt about that. There's no question about that. If you can't see that, then you need more than glasses. It has become a polarized society, of course. And no matter what you say, it's like this idea that if you want Trump, that the whole thing that the leftists are after here is they do not want Trump to run again. And it still begs the question, why not? They're afraid he's going to win. How could he possibly win when Joe Biden gets millions of votes more than Donald Trump and didn't even run a campaign at all, ran from his basement? What are they afraid of? They know. This is the sign of someone who's insecure, who has had to, I'll say it, cheat to win, and knows they can't win in a real race unless they have the ability to skew the process. If you take out all the illegal votes, just take out the illegal votes, Trump wins. Now, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse here, But they don't care about that. They don't care about the illegal votes. Well, it was a pandemic. Okay, so now it's not a pandemic. Let's just let people vote again the way we've always done it. No mules. Just show up and vote. We'll see what happens. They're terrified of that. They're terrified of voter ID. Why? Why would you be terrified of that? 70% of the minority community wants voter ID. They're absolutely on board for, with it. That's doesn't include some of the that other 30%. There's some of those don't even care. It's like either way they wouldn't care. But 70% of them want it. So I'm concerned. You know, I've been saying that the desperate people do desperate things. And now, of course, we're seeing the more the desperation is kind of manifesting right now at the FBI. As we get closer to the election here, the primaries will be very interesting to see what happens. My guess is in this. Now, the MSNBC had this huge headline on one of their channel thing on YouTube that this one lady changed parties from Democrat to Republican so that she could vote for Liz Cheney in the primary. Well, isn't that great? And then she can go back to voting for her competitor, Democrat, in the main election. Does anybody see the problem here? She's not a Republican. She's going to switch parties to vote for Liz. And then when she goes in to vote, she can vote for, you can do, you don't have to vote. If you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican, you don't have to vote for your party. You, in the primary, you do. Some states have closed primaries, which I think that's the way it should be everywhere. I think that's just fair. You shouldn't be able to go in and vote for the other parties. If you're a registered Democrat, you shouldn't be able to go in and vote for a Republican candidate in the primary. It's their primary. It's not the Democrats' primary. At least this lady's becoming a Democrat or becoming a Republican so that she can vote in the primary. Now, and then, see, the thing is, then you go back and you vote any way you want. In the main election, you don't have to do that. You can vote for whoever you want to. You can step in that booth and vote for either party, either candidate. Doesn't matter how you're registered. And there's a lot of people on the left that are doing this now. They're trying to interfere with the other party by going in and picking the candidate that they want. You see this even in the money giving, the donations. They're giving donations to the radical party member, the Trump party supporter, because they can beat them because they're radical. They'll beat them in the main. So we're seeing this kind of thing play out in front of us. And yet it's, you know, that we're supposedly it's the Republicans that are all the cheaters and the liars and the disenfranchisers. That's not the way it is at all, but it just continues to be. And of course, the Republicans, I believe that Carrie Lake, I think that her name, Carrie Lake, yeah. Many of the Republicans, today the primaries are going on, and so it's today at the end of the day, I believe we will see a lot of races that were like the Arizona race, and so several of the others are going to come down to the Trump endorsed candidates. Especially in light of everything that's going on. They're continuing to brew up a hellstorm here. And they don't see that. They don't understand it. What they're really trying to do is to get somebody to overreact. To step out. They want to see what rises to the top here. What kind of militia groups rise up. What kind of lone wolf people rise up to fight. Because they're all concerned about the FBI being under attack now. They forget who they're dealing with. This is not the Antifa group. Now, there are some wackos out there on the right. There are some people out there who are absolute wackos. But it certainly seems like it takes an awful long time for that to. If this was Democrat, Democrats would already have all their people lined up. They'd have buses busing people in to protest different places and all the funding behind everything that they're doing. That doesn't happen on the right. people go to work and then they go to vote and they show up to vote. So we'll see how this ends up going by the end of the day here with all the primaries and as the results start to come in. It'll be interesting. I don't have to start really anything tomorrow until noon. So I'm hopefully I have the time to maybe even have a little bit longer show tomorrow morning and kind of talk about some of the results. I'll be up late tonight. I guarantee you I'll be up late tonight working on the some of the results, maybe getting some audio clips put together of some things that are going on. But in the meantime, I really do want to emphasize that this whole thing with Trump and the Mar-a-Lago, that whole thing is political theater. Let's keep that in mind. That's what's happening. And I know that it's very disturbing. It's very upsetting in some ways just to see what they're doing, how they're interfering, what their desperation is leading them to. I guarantee you, this is only August. As we get into September, you're going to see the heat's going to be turned up even more. And by October, I believe they're going to get heavily involved in their desperate attempt to maintain the House and the Senate. I really think this is going to be a historic landslide midterm election. I don't know for sure, but I think it will be. Now, I guarantee you, if Liz Cheney ends up winning the primary, something is wrong. She's more than half behind her opponent right now in the polls. And I don't trust polls that much, but when you see that kind of thing, there's no way. So we'll see what happens. But I really think that this is going to be an interesting day. Well, folks, thanks for listening. I know it's going to be a short show today. Tomorrow will be a little bit longer show. Talk about the results and talk about some other things. And then hopefully on Thursday morning, I'll be back home and have some normal activities going on, as well as next week as well. It looks like next week is going to be pretty normal through the whole week. So once again, thanks for listening. God bless. Keep praying for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Take care, and God bless.